U.S. and China are locked in a trade war following their latest round of trade negotiations that ended without a deal. On Friday, the U.S. increased tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. China has promised retaliatory steps. President Donald Trump has also ordered officials to begin raising tariffs on almost all remaining imports from China, valued at approximately $300 billion, a process expected to take several months. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox News that Mr. Trump is likely to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit next month in Japan to discuss trade. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week as the two countries clash over a number of issues, including Venezuela, Iran, and Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Pompeo heads to Moscow Sunday on his first visit to Russia as chief U.S. diplomat. UN environmental officials say nearly every country in the world has agreed upon legally binding framework to reduce plastic pollution, except for the U.S. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
An agreement on tracking thousands of types of plastic waste and toxic chemicals has emerged from 2 weeks of UN-backed meetings in Geneva, Switzerland. The historic Basel Convention means that countries will have to track the movements of plastic waste when it leaves their borders. Even the few countries that did not sign, like the United States, could be affected by the accord when they ship plastic waste to countries that are part of the agreement. The 186-country deal affects products used in a range of industries, such as healthcare, technology, fashion, food, and beverages. I'm Sarah Bassett.
This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan say the death toll from the overnight militant raid on a luxury hotel near the China-run strategic port of Gwadar has risen to at least five, including four hotel employees and a Pakistani Navy soldier. The military's media wing said Sunday security forces have completed clearance operation at the Pearl Continental Hotel, killing all three terrorists who participated in the attack Saturday. The separatist Baluchistan Liberation Army claimed responsibility for plotting the attack on the heavily guarded hotel, which often hosts senior government officials as well as Chinese visitors, among others. Prime Minister Imran Khan denounced it as part of efforts to sabotage Chinese-funded economic projects, especially those in Baluchistan province, where Gwadar is located. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hudaydah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months, reviving hopes for peace efforts to end the four-year war. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lenoir reports.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hudaydah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hudaydah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
Reuters' Francesca Lenoir. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he's instructed his ambassador to the U.S. to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down from his post. He spoke one day after a Venezuelan court ordered Edgar Zambrano, vice president of his opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier this week. Undeterred by the soaring summer temperatures across the plains of India, millions of voters lined up in seven states Sunday to cast ballots in an election that has turned increasingly bitter as the race appears to be getting tighter. Opposition Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi has been leading an aggressive campaign against Prime Minister Narendra Modi, hoping to emerge as a credible challenger. Modi has campaigned on a plank of nationalism, saying only a strong government led by his Hindu nationalist BJP can defend India. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.